This is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock at Sterling for Terrigene, and here's what's making waves. Hurricane Milton quickly intensified yesterday and is on track to become a major hurricane with the Tampa Bay area in its sights, putting Florida on edge and triggering evacuation orders along a coast still reeling from Helene's devastation. The most likely path suggests Hurricane Milton could make landfall Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area and remain a hurricane as it moves across central Florida to the Atlantic. That would largely spare other southeastern states ravaged by Hurricane Helene, which caused catastrophic damage from Florida into the Appalachian Mountains, and a death toll that yesterday was at 230. Out of precaution, tonight's NHL final preseason game between Nashville and Tampa Bay has been canceled. And a man parked a minivan in front of Vancouver City Hall around 5:30 yesterday and set it on fire, according to police. Firefighters extinguished the blaze, but around 100 liters of unburned gasoline in canisters remained inside the van. So as a result, police blocked off West 12th in front of City Hall. Nobody was hurt. Witnesses say firefighters arrived at the building after about 5 minutes. The alleged arsonist was arrested and appeared very calm when the police put handcuffs on him. He didn't try to get away. VPD says this appears to be an isolated incident, and we believe the suspect acted alone. The motivation for all of this remains unknown. In sports, there are two baseball playoff games on tap today. Detroit begins at Cleveland. The later game is Kansas City at Yankee Stadium. On Monday Night Football, it's the New Orleans Saints taking on the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, and the Canucks getting ready for their regular season debut. It happens at Rogers Arena against the Calgary Flames on Wednesday. Wave weather, a mix of sun and cloud. Nice day in store for us all, particularly the first half of the day. The high should be 19. Later in the day, the cloud cover will start to roll in, and by tonight, we should see some showers beginning overnight with a low of 12. Tomorrow, clouds with a strong chance of morning showers, particularly on a high of 17, and clouds with showers for the next couple of days. So it appears today is going to be the nicest of several, and if you have a chance to get out and enjoy it, please do. Right now in downtown Vancouver, it's 11 degrees. 98.3 with David Blaymeyers and a tune called Simple Truth, and also from last summer, Incognito, and I Hear Your Name. Good morning. It's 7:12. It's Sterling in for Tara Jean. She'll be back with us tomorrow morning and for the balance of the week. Traffic this morning, Monday morning busy. Lots of volume to be sure, particularly westbound on the Portman and northbound on the Alex Fraser Bridge. Counterflow is open northbound through the Massey Tunnel. According to Drive BC, it's volume heavy, absolutely, as predicted, of course, but no major tie-ups that we're aware of, and we'll keep an eye on things and keep you up to date.
Join Wave 98.3 as we come together to support ALS research in honor of our dear friend and radio colleague, Julie Brown. Julie has been a beloved voice on Vancouver airwaves for decades. Now, she's facing her toughest challenge, a battle with ALS. On Friday, October 11th, Wave 98.3's Tara Jean and Sterling Fox host Project Hope, a fundraiser for ALS. It's an unforgettable night of music featuring performances by the Hot Mamas, Jim Burns, D. Daniels, Doug and the Slugs, Clifton Murray of the Tenors, and many more. Let's rally together for Julie and ALS research. Visit the concert section at wave983.fm to get your tickets today for Project Hope, supporting the fight against ALS. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Advance voting starts this week for the provincial general election.
I voted in advance in the last election, and it was a breeze.
Advance voting places will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., October 10th to 13th, and October 15th and 16th. Look for your Where to Vote card in the mail, which shows your advance voting places and when they are open.
I like saving time, so I always vote in advance.
Visit elections.bc.ca for all the information you need to vote in the provincial general election.
Kid Koalas, Newphonia Must Fall. This silent love story has puppeteers, technicians, and cinematographers performing, filming, and projecting the show in real time onto a huge screen, while Kid Koala and the Newphonia String Quartet provide the score. Kid Koalas, Newphonia Must Fall, November 15th and 16th at Massey Theater. Tickets at the box office at 735 8th Avenue in New Westminster or at ticketsnw.ca.
Well, it's a nice day to start the new week, for sure. Well, yesterday turned out lovely, and today looks to be pretty much the same. The weather office calling for there's an enormous cloud cover that's already over the northern tip of Vancouver Island and up over over Haida Gwaii. But it's there's an offsetting high pressure system that's going to give us one more day, and that would be today, with a mix of sun and cloud at a high of 19. And then by tonight, the cloud cover will have arrived, and we're looking at overnight showers and a low of 12 and a strong chance of morning showers tomorrow and many more throughout the week. So with that in mind, do, if possible, get out and enjoy some more sunshine today, especially during the first half of it all. Get a little fluctuation on the thermometer outside the radio station here at 555 West Georgia. It was 9 when we started. It got up to 11. And right now we're back at 10 degrees in downtown Vancouver with a great song from last summer. Wave 98.3.
Stay with me, will you be my love as the days get longer? Will you follow me, never let me go? Let's keep dreaming, dreaming as the sun goes down. Stars are dancing, dancing as the world turns round.
When it's said and done, I keep holding on, even in silence. I can hear your voice through all of the noise, yeah.
dance like everyone is watching. Or no one. We're not going to tell you what to do. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Yeah.
The group is Hiroshima, and that's a tune called Revelation, and also in there, Marshmallow, Pink, and Sting, and Dreaming. It is 722 Sterling for Tara Jean on this Monday morning. Cirque du Soleil is coming back to town. In fact, they're coming back in just a couple of days. The new show is called Echo. The Cirque du Soleil people say it's a story about connection and intention. It's an exploration of the symbiotic unions between humans and the animal kingdom. Echo will be back at Concord Pacific specific place where Cirque du Soleil always sets up, just outside Rogers Arena there with the big orange and blue Grand Chapiteau, the big tent. And if it's a fantastic show. Cirque du Soleil, always extremely entertaining, very arty, very European, and incredibly athletic. Echo starts this week, Wednesday, in Vancouver. Back to music with Sean LaBelle and Mesa. Oh, yeah, yeah, indeed. Your love kept calling my name. Wave 98.3. Mike 98.3 with Steve Oliver and a great little tune for your Monday morning called Slingshot. And remember, Steve Oliver and Kat Levan are back with Holiday Magic Round 2. Last year it was in Burnaby. This year on December 14th, it'll be at Blue Frog Studios in White Rock. Good morning at 7:30, Sterling for Tara Jean. And here's what's making waves. Ceremonies, events, and protests are being held across Canada today to mark the anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel that triggered the ongoing conflict in Gaza. The October 7th attack last year killed more than 1,200 Israelis, while another 250 were abducted and held as hostages, triggering an Israeli counteroffensive in Gaza. The conflict has had far-reaching effects around the world and in Canada, including families grieving loved ones who were killed, hundreds of protests resulting in arrests and pro-Palestinian encampments at universities, and also a spike in reports of hate crimes against Jews. Here in Vancouver, VPD say they are preparing for significant disorder and have taken measures to ensure the safety of places of worship and other gathering places in cooperation with community leaders. And British Columbia is home to some beautiful places to ski, and a lesser-known contender was just ranked as one of the top ski resorts in the country. Big White was ranked as fourth best place to ski in Canada by the Condé Nast Traveler. An hour's drive away from Kelowna, Big White has welcomed visitors since 1963. The family-owned and operated spot offers ski-in, ski-out accommodations and over 2,700 acres of skiable terrain for skiers and snowboarders of all experience levels. Winter sports enthusiasts can enjoy the world-renowned Okanagan Champagne Powder, diverse ski terrain day and night, as the resort boasts the largest night skiing in Western Canada. Big White Ski Resort joins the likes of Whistler and Banff as one of the top 15 in North America. This year's ski season at Big White, by the way, begins November 28th. Early bird season passes are already available until October 20th. In sports, there are two baseball playoff games scheduled for today. The first will see Detroit at Cleveland, and later this afternoon, our time, it'll be Kansas City versus the Yankees in New York City. The NFL Monday Night Football game has the New Orleans Saints taking on the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium, and the Vancouver Canucks getting ready to begin another season for real on Wednesday night. The Calgary Flames will be in town at Rogers Arena. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Wave weather, a nice day in store for us with a mix of sun and cloud and highs in the high teens. Later in the day, the cloud cover will start to thicken up, and we should see some showers later this evening with a low tonight of 12. Tomorrow, clouds with a strong chance of morning showers, particularly, and a high of 17. Clouds and a chance of showers for the next couple of days. So do enjoy the sunshine today while you can. Right now, we're not quite at the sunny point yet, but it is a very pleasant 11 degrees in downtown Vancouver. Wave 98.3, that is Alex Bunyon, and a tune called 107 in the Shade, as has been the case in many parts of particularly the western, southwestern United States over the past few months, places like Arizona, New Mexico, with the under temperatures, 107. That's in the 40s, by the way, in Celsius speak. Also, the moonlighting theme from Al Jarreau on this Monday morning. Sterling for TJ, it is 7:42.
Get ready to kick back and soak up the vibes, because Craft Beer Week is back for more laid-back fun November 1st to November 15th. Take part in 2 weeks of easygoing celebration, highlighting craft breweries around the North Shore. And on November 15th, cap off the festivities with a wrap-up party at the Pipe Shop. Get your tickets early. Grab your friends and mark your calendars for Craft Beer Week, November 1st to November 15th on Vancouver's North Shore. Enjoy responsibly. Must be legal drinking age.
Experience all the greatest hits of Andrew Lloyd Webber in Music of the Night, the concert tour. This celebrated national tour features iconic songs from 10 of Andrew Lloyd Webber's incredible musicals, including Phantom of the Opera, The Vita, Cats, Jesus Christ Superstar, and more. Coming to the Lower Mainland this month with stops in Vancouver, Surrey, New West, Delta, and the Fraser Valley. Tickets are selling fast, so don't wait. Get your tickets today at musicofthenight.live.
And a quick check of traffic for the Monday morning drive to work. The Fraser Bridge is very busy northbound, particularly. Westbound Highway 1 is always busy at this time of day, particularly at the Port Mann and through the Burnaby Lake stretch as you get real close to the city. No major tie-ups or accidents or crashes to report. Hopefully it stays that way. It's volume busy, and so far, that's all we have to report. And that's always good. As we get back to music to get you through whatever kind of pickle you find yourself in, including, just being Monday. Here's Steely Dan and one for Peg on the Wave.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true. So won't you smile? Thank you.
best times deserve the best music. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Burton Cummings' mellower moments and a great song and someone to lean on, along with Peg from Steely Dan. It is 7:50. Free tickets to catch Diamond Cafe November 1st at the Biltmore Cabaret are available at wave98.3.fm. Fill out the entry form. Enhance your chances to enjoy a night of fine music on the house. That would be us. Wave98.3.fm is where you go. Music from Stevie Wonder for your Monday to keep the old blood flowing and get you going. This is Do I Do. Wave 98.3.
Love to you. I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dipping kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dipping kisses full of love for you. My life has been waiting for your love. My arms have been waiting for your love to open. My heart has been waiting, my soul anticipating your love, love, love. That will make it to me. If I can do all this, well, just imagine how it's gonna feel when we hug and kiss. Sugar, do I do? I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dipping kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dipping kisses full of love for you. My life has been waiting for your love. My arms have been waiting for your love to arrive. My heart.
is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM. Heard anywhere on mobile devices and online anytime at wave983.fm.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. I'm Sterling Fox in for Tara Jean Stevens, and here's what's making waves. And we'll start on a traffic note. A fuel truck has broken down along Grandview Highway westbound just before the lights at Boundary Road in one of those two left turn lanes. And the backup now on the Grandview exit from Highway 1 is considerable, and it's going to be a while before that one gets straightened away. Vancouver police say a prolific offender with more than 50 criminal convictions has been arrested after stealing a police car and driving toward a group of families in a park. According to the police department, around 10:45 yesterday morning, officers were flagged down near East Hastings and Semlin Drive to help a person in distress. As they stepped out of their SUV to help the woman, a suspect got into the driver's seat and then drove to Templeton Park, drove onto the grass field where young families were nearby on a playground and where kids were playing soccer. It's hard to overstate how dangerous this behavior was, said VPD Sergeant Steve Addison. One man was transported to the hospital and treated for minor injuries. VPD said he was nearly struck head-on. This reckless and criminal behavior could have killed or seriously injured innocent people. A police dog apprehended the 41-year-old within a few minutes after the car was stolen. The suspect was also taken to hospital for injuries sustained while being apprehended by the dog. Police say we recommend a number of serious criminal charges and are asking that the suspect be held in custody. We expect the courts to take this one very seriously. A federal inquiry into foreign interference is scheduled to hear today from security officials working in the office that supports the Prime Minister. Various employees in the Privy Council office that work on security and intelligence matters are scheduled to appear. Representatives of the Canadian Heritage Department are also expected to testify today. Later in the week, the inquiry plans to hear from the Foreign Affairs Minister and former Public Safety Minister Marco Mendocino. The Commission of Inquiry's latest hearings are looking at the ability of federal agencies to detect, deter, and counter foreign interference. A final report from the inquiry is due by the end of the year. In sports, there are just two baseball playoff games scheduled today. Detroit at Cleveland, the first game. Later, our time this afternoon, around 4:30, it's Kansas City in Yankee Stadium. NFL Monday Night Football has the New Orleans Saints in Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. And the Canucks have a couple of days, and then it gets real. The first regular season Vancouver Canucks game goes Wednesday at Rogers Arena versus the Calgary Flames. Wave weather for today, a nice one, a mix of sun and cloud on